Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I got to let you guys know that we have some brand new merch available at podcastmerch.com. If you guys saw the absolute domination at the basketball game, I won't say who won, but if you guys saw that absolute domination, you should know that the jerseys and shorts that we were wearing are available. You can get your Dave Smith, Big J, or Luis J. Gomez jerseys and shorts exclusively for the month of April at podcastmerch.com. They will be shipping out starting on May 1st. So go pick yourself up a limited edition Legion of Skanks jersey and shorts, one or both, because they are going away at the end of April. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Welcome to the Legion of Skanks podcast. No Big J. No Big J. No Big J.
No Big J.
No Big J.
We have to get through an episode without Jay's hilariousness. It's like that Matt and Shane episode all over again.
The title of this episode is Get a Word In.
Oh, look, we got a great show planned. I am your host for the evening, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Also with me, as always... Oh, thank you. Thank you.
They like you.
With me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. From Part of the Problem, Dave Smith is here. Come on now.
What's up? What the fuck is up? Keep that energy up.
It's going to be a great show. Well, it's going to be a great show. Anytime Jay's not here, me and Dave have a conversation 2 hours before the show. I'm like, dude, we gotta make sure it's a good one.
I go, okay, I'll actually try. Fine, I do it once a month. I'll make sure it's this week.
It's gonna be a great show. We have two incredible guests here, ladies and gentlemen. You know him from Berg's Base right here on the Gas Digital Network, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Aaron Berg is here.
Hi, everybody. Fuck yeah, man.
Just did
a half a episode of Berg's Base. It's going to be dropping because Lewis went late with his MMA show with Dave. And then he's like, you got to hurry up and get over here to Skanks. So it will be the best 12-minute Berg's Base you've ever seen. My guest on Berg's Base was a character that I did on Skanks back in the day at the Creek. Do you remember when I came out? Do you remember I came out and I yelled? There was this point. And I was a character that we both used to know way back in the old days with red hair.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and remember I came in and I yelled his name. And I was like, you're like, hey, why'd you just rape my sister? And I go, Kilstein! And then I ran off.
Yeah.
Jamie Kilstein in the motherfucking
Jamie
house,
Kilstein
everybody.
House.
Jamie Kilstein.
Jamie was on Real Ass Podcast earlier today.
Yeah, he's a real ass fucking dude now.
Yeah, we love Jamie.
He's almost homeless.
Do you see Jamie now? You talk to him, he looks like he just fucking like lost all of his money like trying to fucking do that card game in the park.
He did lose all of his money trying to do that card game. If anybody has gigs, give them to Jamie Kilstein. He deserves a gig right now. He's making a big fucking comeback. I'm betting on this guy.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
He said he was going to fucking go find Eric Adams and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
I don't know who Eric Adams is.
He's the mayor of this city.
He's a dead man walking.
Is that the mayor? Are you guys calling
her
stupid?
Dad.
Are you guys?
I'm joking.
Do people know who do people know who Eric Adams is? I've never heard this name.
He's a black
Shut the fuck up, you idiots! You stupid fools! You did stupid you, fools, all of you are dumb.
Did you not only... you not only didn't know...
Yeah, that's Zeus. Tiny Zeus Lister. He fixed his eye. Yeah. That's incredible.
You got knocked the By fuck the out, New York.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Just take a moment and realize...
Andy Dufresne was a good man.
Here's the genius that is Lewis, and here's why Lewis succeeds in life, okay?
Okay.
It's, you have to appreciate the belief he has in himself. Most people, if they went, I don't know who this is, and then you went, that's the mayor of the city, that you're in right now.
Yeah.
They would go, oh, I feel stupid or something like that.
Yeah.
Lewis turned to a packed room, also in this city, where this person is mayor, and went, I bet not one single person in here knows who the mayor is.
They don't know
who
it is.
Just the self-belief.
The last mayor I remember was Giuliani. Bloomberg?
Wait, what?
You already corrected yourself.
Giuliani Bloomberg, my favorite mayor.
Different guys.
Cuomo, what about Cuomo?
I'm Giuliani Bloomberg, a Jewish-Italian man that wants to represent your city. And my spray hair is dripping down my sweaty Jew face.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, from the Column Turtles solo potty hour.
That's a better name.
Shamrocks your soul.
Leprechaun time.
Leprechaun hour with whatever, Patty McGillicuddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Column Turtle.
Hi. Hello.
On the not Gas Digital Network.
I'm not on the Gas Digital Network.
No.
This is my 10th time on the show. This is a milestone.
This is his 10th appearance on the Legion of Saints podcast.
So it does nothing for you. It does nothing.
Turns out. Do we have a robe or something? A jacket? No, sorry. Nothing.
I don't like how Colin flirts with the waitress.
Why?
He flirts with her, and I feel like
I don't flirt. That's just the accent. Yeah. I just say, hey, I want to fuck you, and it sounds flirting.
I could smell your pussy from here.
Free calm!
I bet like your eggs are all shaking up in your ovaries. You're all damaged.
Scottish.
It's a funnier accent, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, dude, I see you fucking eyeing the waitress. I don't like it.
What? Listen, she's a prime bit of real estate, dude.
Yeah.
You don't own her.
Can I also?
You don't own her.
Can I say something as well? Right now, before we even start the show, because this has been a thing recently, I've noticed there's been a lot of people in the crowd that are not actually fans of the Legion of Skanks. They just end up here. Waitress, if you like him, just fucking say it. It's not even a big deal. You can just say it. I don't even care anymore.
You don't dislike me, though, right? Let's start there.
Pretty quick answer to that. She didn't even have to think.
Waitress went fucking cold on me. We were in
each
other's.
Do you dislike Lewis?
No, she doesn't dislike me, but she.
She didn't ask. She didn't say no.
Shut the fuck up. She
loves
me.
She didn't say no.
Shut up, you Irish prick.
Dude, you're disliked by her. You're so far, you're disliked by her.
They took my lucky rape whistle. Lucky Charms are making people sick.
What do you mean?
It's in the news. 100 people complain that they're getting diarrhea or vomiting whenever they eat Lucky Charms.
I shit you not.
You shouldn't be old enough to be complaining
about
diarrhea.
I eat Lucky Charms 4 days a week.
Do you?
Yeah, I got like the knockoff ones.
You
now.
Fucking keep away from them.
Well, Aaron also lives in a tree.
Oh, my cookies aren't ready yet. I gotta eat my Lucky Charms.
I love Lucky Charms. It's my favorite cereal.
Me too.
Of all
really?
Of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
I did love it as a kid when I would occasionally be able to score some. But I feel like as an adult, it would fucking it would make me vomit.
Jewish kids aren't allowed to eat sugar cereal.
Yeah. It's true. I used to get it was like a thing if I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our grandparents would give it to us when we go to Florida and they'd be like, your parents aren't here, it's okay, get sick.
It'd be like $3.99 a box.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right.
Listen, it's good. Don't slander fucking Lucky Charms. It's good shit.
No, I was slandering cheap Jews.
Oh, yeah, good. All right. Sorry.
No, just to be clear, that was a knock on cheap Jews in Florida.
That's a message.
Lucky Charms, delicious.
That's a message I can get behind.
So very often what I've noticed is there's a bunch of people in the crowd who are not Legion of Skanks fans. So I need to know
They're just regular people.
If you don't know of the show, you just ended up in the show room right now. Can you clap your hands?
This guy with a neck tattoo?
Get them out.
This guy.
Get them out right fucking now. They need to go.
What do you mean? This guy's...
No, they need to go.
Look how happy he is. This is his best Ramadan ever. Look at this guy back there. I can't believe they serve pizza with meat on it. Freddie, this is not halal, but I will enjoy.
It's these three right here, these two dudes and this chick?
No, it's the guy in the corner, Freddie Mercury poison.
Roast battle.
Look, listen to me. You can fucking stay, but don't give me your woke bullshit, okay? Don't in the middle of the show. Is he cool, dude? Yeah, because don't get up in the middle of the show making a fucking sourpuss face and he's racist. Dude, what's your least favorite race of people right now? Don't think about it, say it. Don't think about it, say it.
This Muslim next to me.
Brazilians, good answer.
I like that, they're not even gross people.
That's too many
races. It's not even a race, but it's so specific that I give this guy a lot of credit.
Yeah, Brazilians from the southeast part of Brazil.
Yeah.
The filthy trailer Brazilians.
You better have a hairy pussy if you're around this guy.
What's a racist term for Brazilians? Do we know?
It's the one that we all use for...
the universal universal brown.
It's a Brazilian. It's a Brazilian
Brazzy nuts. Ah, look at these Brazzy nuts over here.
A
beach monkey. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
A beach monkey. Not to be confused with the people Lewis buys weed off in Jamaica.
That's not okay. That is not okay.
I didn't say that.
Neither did I. I didn't say that word either.
Why did everyone laugh?
So listen to me. There's also what I noticed. There's a weird amount of hot bitches in the crowd tonight.
Come on. Yep. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Hot bitches.
There's hot bitches. They're like this. There's got a table of hot sluts right here. We got a table of hot whores over here.
Table is the collective now.
Oh, wow. And they're two very different tables of whores.
We have these are like... These are hoity-toity white sluts.
Yeah. Those ones would be like, don't come in me, but come in a condom that I can pop and put in my pussy later.
Yeah. They're very sexy. They're beautiful, but they're very classy. I didn't believe that they were fans of the show.
Are you guys
fans of the show?
Yeah.
You are. It's just one of you. Because your friend that's not as hot as the other two, I feel like she's... Like, she's the Big J to their Dave Smith and Luis J. Gomez.
Hold on. She's probably funnier and more successful.
She's also...
It's okay.
She's dressed like Big J. Look, you're still hot, but these girls are fucking, you know.
Yeah.
She's got fingerless gloves on and shit.
That's Big Jen Okerly. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to jump in and say this right now. She's the hottest one at that table for my liking.
Yep. Ferg's a real freak.
I'd eat her ass and tongue kiss her right after. She's a lady.
He's always on, Berg.
Berg is doing the thing when Jay makes some chick rank who they'd want to fuck between me, Lewis, and Jay. And then the chick goes, oh, yeah, Jay probably the most. And we're all like, okay, yeah, sure. That's totally real.
She's gorgeous. Ask her name.
No, she's hot as hell.
Ask her a name.
What's your name? Bertha.
She said Carol.
She said Tara, did she?
What's your name?
Tara.
Tara?
Where Tara's do you live, name. Tara? Here.
Neat. Here?
Nice. Sweet. These are your friends? My sister. Nice.
Oh, my God. It's like twins.
Sister and who? Who's the
Danny
other one?
Danny DeVito.
Your friend? Who's the slut of the crew if you had to pick?
Wait, the sister?
Oh, she
really?
Put her hand up.
Oh. Wow. Now she's covering her mouth because cum wants to drip out of it. I don't know why I'm going in
she
so
laughed.
Hard. These girls are gorgeous. We should probably focus our attention to this other table of gorgeous girls so these ones don't file a charge.
These ones are like fucking...
That's that table if they couldn't afford nose jobs. This was you 5 years ago.
These girls look younger and probably have less morals.
Well, these girls look like they're in the cast of Kids.
Yeah.
Like one of them has AIDS in the group. Or...
Someone's going to get raped.
We all know which one it is. We're not going to say it.
It's Casper, baby. Shh. Yeah.
Oh, man, if you're 40 or over, it's a solid reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And if you're not, they're like, why is this ghost raping me?
This table of girls is like, I don't get it. We are kids.
Yeah.
What's funny about this?
You're super young. How old are you? 24.
Hell yeah.
That's super
so
young.
Ripe.
That's not so super young.
Too old, that's what I say.
24 is not super young.
Super young for me.
What do you guys say? Would you rather the table of, Dominican moms or the... the fucking Karens that are going to fucking accuse us of rape later.
I would say less likely to say... the Karens would be more quiet about sex with a married guy. They'd be like, I fucked another one last night. Where? I went to this comedy club. He was all bald. I let him come at me. I didn't care.
Look, the point is...
He said he's married. He's got a kid. What do I fucking give a shit? Shut up with the talk and fucking eat my puss.
We never have this many hot chicks, and it's only six.
So you think these are plants?
All the other girls were so happy too. There's a lot of frowns.
No offense, miss. You're fine, but you know, you look like a fucking lesbian biker. Right? You know, you're just not.
Listen, the six of you that are not these bitches, do you cows want a trough to eat out of?
Look,
hey, we're gonna throw some pizza pies around for you fucking heifers. Compliments of the skanks.
Just lob some slices in the air.
Extra meat so you feel like you're back on the farm upstate.
We do pizzas like you're feeding at SeaWorld, just straight down the gullet. No chewing.
I'm not hating. You're very, I mean, look, he loves you, and I think that he might not even be a he. He might be a lesbian. I have no idea.
They love each other.
There's a 50-50 chance. Hell yeah, dog.
You're not Puerto Rican.
I'm saying you look like a hairy lesbian.
He's talking to your girlfriend.
Breaks out nunchucks and just starts taking you.
All right, let's...
Wait, is there any other women that think you can make it into the top six? Anyone have the balls to stand up and say, I'm also a whore?
Now, the rest of the women in this place are just trying to compete over that pepperoni pizza we were talking about a second ago. Like, I'm not interested in that top six, but there was talk of pizza.
Can we get extra bread?
All right. Look. All right, really quickly, we have to thank Meepod.com for supporting today's show. Meepod.com, MIPOD.com. Really quickly, let me give you a warning. These products do contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. If you guys are a vapor, you got to understand how great Meepod.com is for you. They have incredible refillable vapes. They also have disposable vapes and incredible flavors. I'll tell you right now, Dave, I know you vape. How much better is Meepod than all the other vapes on the market?
Oh, so much better. Everybody here at Gas Digital, they're all using them now. Alex is using them. Fucking everybody's all about the Meepods. It's if you're a vapor, which I got to say, I switched from smoking to vaping, and even though it looks way less cool, it's way better. You don't smell. You can do it in hotel rooms. You don't get a $250 fine for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Do it in the bathroom of an airplane. I don't think that's legal, but I do it anyway.
I've never tried that, but maybe.
Yeah, look, they have all the flavors that you like, and they also have 420 options as well. So right now, all you got to do is go to Meepod.com, MIPOD.com, and use the promo code SKANKS to save 15% off your entire order. Once again, that's Meepod.com. Use the promo code SKANKS for 15% off your entire order. Okay, where were we? I don't know what you guys have been doing, but my son and his mother are on vacation right now, and they left sport with me.
Yeah.
And sport, don't awe me.
Oh, no, they weren't awing about the dog. It was your son and his mother being on a separate vacation. just
who's kind of ready for fun vacation?
So they left sport with me, and sport, and we had a whole debate. She was going to try to kill sport before they left, and I was like, no, we're not going to kill sport.
By the way, they're talking about putting the dog down on the vet's advice. Lewis makes it sound more fucked up when he just goes,
you're going to kill
him? She's thinking about killing the dog before she left.
All right, who wants 3 pounds of chocolate?
It's not on.
She goes, she's thinking about killing the dog. She says James isn't listening, so he's got to learn.
It's not on the vet's advice. The vet said, if you want to kill the dog, it would be appropriate. It, you know, it's not.
It's appropriate.
That's what that means.
He's old now.
I don't know if
17.
You know.
Wow.
He's 17 years old, right? But he's not in pain. He's eating. He's drinking his water. He's pooping solid most of the time.
So he's okay. Is he walking or limping?
If he's limping, I think we got to put Big J down too.
I'll be honest. Ironically, Big J's doctor also said it would be appropriate if we wanted to. He didn't tell us to do it, no. But he said he'd understand. Like,
letting him live would be inappropriate.
No, I mean, he's not in pain. I mean, I have...
How do you know what he's feeling? He's a dog.
Asked him.
Lewis has a bond with the guy he sees every 6 years.
I took a video of Sport in the backyard. You tell me what you think.
All right.
Come on, buddy.
He's fetch, is it? Oh, God, he's...
Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up, you pieces of shit. Suck my dicks.
In the arms of an angel, far away from here.
Can your dog not walk in a straight line?
Every year, dozens of dogs that stay with Luis J. Gomez are put down.
Balls.
Please donate now.
Look at his huge balls.
1-877 dead dogs for kids.
I mean,
DAAD dogs for kids.
Shut up, Dave.
It's horrible.
He looks okay. Why are you wearing a woman's Uggs?
He's fine. He's fine.
No, dude, he was.
Come on.
He was stumbling out of there.
It looks like he's trying to say the words "kill me."
Yeah, he was walking towards a gun.
He was trying to spell them out in stuttering walk.
I used to know Sport. I haven't seen Sport in years. I used to know Sport when he used to dart around.
Yeah.
So sad to see that.
It's like Cosby.
Yeah. He's blind and he's deaf and he's.
Yeah. Look, just like Cosby.
I know that he's at the end of his life,
like
Phil,
Cosby.
Pretty
Cosby.
But he's not fucking. He's not in pain.
How
you
do you
don't know?
He's fucking fine, dude. When I give him ham, he's like. Argh.
Does he still eats?
Dude, when I gave him ham yesterday from our holiday ham.
Yeah.
But give him 2 pounds of chocolate. At this point, who cares?
And he fucking went to town on that ham.
Yeah.
He was so excited.
Maybe if he still likes life, I think you keep him around.
I feel like he's thriving.
He's got a good. He's got plenty more weeks
Lewis,
left in him.
Let's say Beatrice wouldn't keep him anymore, and you got to take care of him.
I am right now.
No, but like
I don't think she's gonna take him back now.
You think you're just taking him?
I think he's my dog.
He's your dog.
He's my dog.
So you're gonna keep him alive, but you got to take care of him.
Yeah. I here's the thing. If somebody told, I talked to Justin about it, and he was like, "He's Klaus."
Justin goes,
"He got
all right. Let me talk to him for a second."
Hey, buddy.
I do speak dog.
Justin's just tongue kiss him. Oh, yeah, what else?
Yeah, he wants to go, but not for like
another half. Does anybody here know anything about dogs? I feel like everyone's just like
he chanting, wants to see one more season.
Chanting kill that dog because it's fun to chant, and it is fun. I get it.
Yeah.
No. What, did you turn over this topic like you thought we were going to be a room of expert opinions? You just showed us a dog walking.
Does anybody know about dogs? I mean, should I kill Sport? No, don't just... Not... You're this fucking Trump supporting asshole. You just want to watch death.
Nice.
I hate you. What'd you say? Your body's too big for your head.
Fuck him up, Lewis. Lewis.
Kill that guy. Kill that guy. Kill that guy. Kill that guy.
You're drinking a cup of butter right now. You're gonna fucking tell me what to do with my dog, you fucking asshole.
Just micro
asshole. You make me sick. Fuck you, dude.
He was gonna pour it on the popcorn tonight when he watched a Netflix movie. He's like, I'll just take this out. Oh.
Sir, don't take it personally. You have to understand Lewis loves that dog, and Lewis can only express love through violent anger. So that's love.
Look, I know it's close to time, but I just feel like he's not, you know.
He's not quite there
he's
yet.
Got one last hurrah. Yeah? One last hurrah.
I think you got a few months.
Right?
Yeah, a few months. Does
See?
He sleep in bed with you?
No fucking way.
Does he?
He's going to shit all over my bed.
Does he shit and piss in the
he
house?
He has night terrors. He's the only dog who has night terrors.
Are you crazy?
Kill me! It hurts to breathe. Stop giving me ham.
It's like Charlotte's Web. He writes kill me and shit on my mattress. It's the smartest dog in the world.
Is he shit and piss in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's probably time.
Come on, dude.
I think it's
if you
sad.
Shit and piss in the house, I'm not going to kill you, bro.
I do shit and piss in the house. I'm a human. Look like one of these fucking street urchins out there just shitting on the corner of Union Square.
Oh, fuck me. Dude, he reminds me of Joe Biden. right now. Yeah. The way Biden walks around and communicates, he really does.
I have more faith that sport is really running the country than Joe Biden.
Do you see Joe Biden on Easter? The Easter Bunny had to like stop him from talking about the war.
So great.
Did you see it?
These people believe I'm more real than you. Shut up.
Yeah, pull the video of Joe Biden talking to the Easter or talking at, like, what was this at? At the White House?
Outside.
No, but you had to hear what he was saying before, and he's sort of talking about some shit.
No, he's literally. He doesn't even, it's not even clear what he's saying, but hold on, pull it back.
What's up, motherfucker? What's up, bitch?
All the Easter Bunny, Mr. President.
Corn Pop!
Magic Dream Bunny! Nightmare Bunny, what are you doing?
My son fucked my other dead son's wife.
The scary thing.
Get
for the
this
country.
Evil bunny away from me.
He was talking to the kid too. He's like, "All right, can you hear the bunny?"
Look, do you want to know the launch codes?
The scary
can you keep
thing
for secrets?
The
scary 1, 2, 3, 4 star.
You want to play hopscotch, kids?
It's not so concerning that the Easter Bunny just starts giving orders to the president. What's concerning is how quickly the president just follows the Easter Bunny's orders. Like he's just like, I guess you're in charge now. All right.
Kamala looks pale.
Let me tell you something. Whoever's in that Easter Bunny costume, that's like the real person who's running this country right now. That's like the fucking president of the big bank or something is in there just running interference.
Chase wants you to keep quiet.
I bet though, because if you actually listen to what he was saying, he was having like a Biden moment. He confused Pakistan for Afghanistan. That's the only thing you could really tell. Is he goes, well, Pakistan needs, Afghanistan needs, and then the Easter Bunny comes over and is like, woo, and he walks out with him. And you know, as he was walking off, Joe Biden was like, thank you so much. I need you around more often.
These kids know too much.
Yeah, but
and wasn't there another one where like you went to go shake the hand of nobody that was there?
Yeah, that's real too.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was doing a speech, and then he gets off stage.
See you later, brother.
Hello. Oh, hi, Flag. I love you, Flag. He's talking to nobody.
He goes, put her there, Mr. Obama. I'm not afraid to shake a Negro's hand. Wait, where did you go?
We've come a long way, me and the brothers.
I'm going to fight you by the pool.
He went with that handshake so confident.
Yeah, he leaned in. The thing about Afghanistan is with the purples, shoe wash.
Alex, can you put a poll on Twitter to see if we should kill sport?
And then one for Joe Biden.
Do not put a should we kill Joe Biden poll.
That could be misinterpreted.
Vaguely.
It's a poll.
Yeah. They would come at
could
you.
Could we go to a vet and just describe Joe Biden's symptoms? And see if the vet would recommend that we kill Joe Biden the dog.
Can we kill sport the same way that you would have to assassinate a president?
You want to try him for war crimes?
You want to make sport to a play?
Now, the reason your mother and I aren't together anymore is because you divided us, sport.
No, I was saying you got to like hit him with a sniper rifle from like fucking 1,000 yards away.
Well, he's not moving very fast. I don't think right.
I mean, if you know how to operate a sniper rifle, it's going to be a pretty easy shot.
I think it's cheaper to just use a shovel.
The old Irish exit.
What is...
Dibs on the body.
What is the most humane way to put a dog down at home?
Oh.
What, Dave? I'm not going to the fucking vet. It's a racket. It's a racket, I tell you.
What do they charge you, like $30?
$30 whole.
To kill a dog? You could charge people to kill a dog.
It's probably $1,500.
No.
No way.
No.
Fuck
no.
It's not 30
No, euthanasia is like, it's like $100. 400.
No, it's not.
$400.
100?
It's like 400 for it. The 400 to kill a dog in the New York area. You head down south, it gets cheaper. Ask me any time zone, I know the fuck. I know the price to kill a dog.
When Colin first started, his day job was killing dogs.
Yeah.
He knows all about the industry.
I was an intern for a while. I've worked my way up.
What's the most humane way to self kill a dog?
Also look up back alley dog abortions.
Is there not an easy? I thought this would be like a list on BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Easiest, most top humane.
Top seven most humane ways to kill your own dog.
Don't love it enough.
you put it in the front seat of the car, and then someone pops up with some fucking fish wire and chokes.
Where are we going, guys?
He goes, I'm in the front.
He's got his head out the window. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You drive beside a fucking... Ah, booze. No, that was too much. Doing that.
How to euthanize a dog at home with Benadryl.
Oh, Big Pharma strikes again.
By the way, he has sports face. Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah. Euthanasia is a process of killing a pet in a humane way. We do not want our beloved pet to die a brutal death, and nobody likes to watch a gruesome act. Hence, euthanasia helps a painless death. All right, we got it. Blah, 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 blah. However, calling a veterinarian implies calling for a hole in your pocket.
Hey, it's not all fun and games.
This article has been written by Luis J. Gomez.
It's up to you if you want to do it alone, if you want to help a veterinarian.
We're dropping $20, maybe $40.
If you go to a veterinarian, you must pay additional charges, and the cause of displacement really adds up. Oh, yep. My Christ, this is the Jewiest article.
Do you pay more for a bigger dog? Like a big Doberman?
Hitler read this article and he was like, no, we got to stop this.
Now, you're probably wondering, what parts of my dog may I sell after he's dead? Dog fur is huge in the Asian market.
Dog tails are considered lucky in some parts of India.
They use it for keychain Lucky Charms. The meat will be tainted, but if you go to the right Benihana, they will gladly take it off your hands for a per pound price.
Now you can grind the teeth down. You can grind the teeth down into little pearls and make jewelry out of them.
Yeah. Be the flashiest guy in Nairobi.
Iraqi men love hanging dog tails from their windshields.
Let's see. At home, usually everyone uses the medicine Benadryl.
Yeah.
So you must keep its quantity in mind. You need to contact a veterinarian and ask them the required amount of dosage. They're going to just tell you that? No fucking way.
He goes, oh, yeah, to kill your dog, that's $400.
I'm calling, give me the number of a fucking vet that's open right now, and I'm going to see if they're going to give me the dosage to kill my dog with Benadryl.
But you got to lie. You got to go, he's in pain right now. He's got to go right now. Please.
Like, you know the price of gas.
See, he's really bad. He can barely run as fast as me on the street.
the vet's going to be like, oh, that's so weird you're calling, Lewis. Jay just called with the same question.
I mean, wait, hold on. I guess you can't. Here, Google it on my phone and then just dial it. Yeah, because I don't want you to say the number. Here.
You don't want to dox the veterinary place that's going to aid and abet in death of a dog.
Yeah.
We don't want to dox the coolest vet ever.
Yeah, that's all right. Keep on going.
Are you thinking about doing this yourself?
Now I am. Now that I think I could do it at home.
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe this is the racket where you give a Benadryl, then it just gets more sick, and they're like, oh, he's got too much Benadryl. It's going to cost double to kill him now.
Yeah. I'm giving him Benadryl. He's allergic to life. All right. Is this a fucking sad topic for you pussies?
No. This is great.
You do not want the last moment with your dog to be in a hurry or in a place you don't want it to happen. Find a comfortable place to carry out this process.
Synagogue.
Find a mosque and leave him on the steps.
Watch them gobble up that dinner.
Now let your dog have the Benadryl, but remember to give a mindful dose. I don't know what that means. Mm-mm.
A mindful dose.
I think mindful means a lot.
Do not leave.
No, don't. You don't want to underdo it. You don't want to kill your dog and then him wake up and look at you and you go, oh, shit. was that not enough? He's like, oh. I didn't want to do it.
He's like choking him.
He starts biting at your ankle.
Holding his nose like Chris.
He plays dead. Play dead, boy. One last time, play dead, boy. One last time, sport.
He's trying to bite the shit. He's trying to bite the shit out of you. He's trying to fucking kill me. He's trying to fucking kill me, you piece of shit.
Go to the light.
All right.
This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Or to report you to the authorities.
Everyone needs to be quiet.
This is PK. How may I assist you?
Hi. My dog is 17 years old, and he's basically on his deathbed. His name is Sport.
Hear that.
No, it's okay. I was just reading online that I can euthanize them at home, and I was just they were saying I could do it with Benadryl, but I don't know the dosage to give him. So I was wondering if you guys could just tell me the dosage that I should use.
Let me just place you on a brief hold, okay?
Please.
He goes, let me just put you on a brief hold real quick. Hello, NYPD.
I see the bad moon arising. I see trouble on the way.
She's
looks
screaming.
Like we're in for nasty weather.
She's screaming. Dr. Lipschitz? I got a question, Dr. Lipschitz.
You could feel how uncomfortable she was with the question.
She goes, okay.
Lewis's awkward pause that drew out the apology.
Lewis, when she comes back, can you put on an accent, please? When she comes back, put on an accent. So it's like...
For no reason?
I need to kill my doggy. My doggy is dead.
Hey, I want to kill my doggy. All right, I mean, we can just talk.
Hi, this is Dr. How can I help you?
Hi, Dr. So I want to euthanize my dog at home, and I read online that I can do it with Benadryl. I just don't know the dosage that I need to use to euthanize him.
You cannot use Benadryl to euthanize your dog. If you want to euthanize your dog at home, I can recommend some veterinarians who will do at-home euthanasia.
Oh, but it's just too much money to do it. I looked into that. Yeah, I don't really want to spend the money.
Okay, you can bring him in here and we can euthanize him here, but there is nothing that you can do at home to euthanize him.
Is it free?
It is not free, but we can work within your budget.
My budget is... I mean, maybe $3, $4.
Okay, other options include calling Animal Care Centers, ACC, or the ASPCA.
Okay, well, thank you.
Cost euthanasia as well.
All right, thank you.
Okay, if your dog is suffering, I strongly recommend that you bring him in for euthanasia.
All right, I'll figure it out. Okay. Oh, my God.
I'll figure it out.
What if, oh my God.
What if like we were some like government agency and you just end that phone call by going, congratulations, you still have your license. That was a test we perform it once a year with every vet. You passed, lady.
I mean, look.
Good job, Dr. Medicine Woman.
This bitch thinks I'm going to go and murder this dog right now, and she just wasn't willing to do it for free, so kind of fuck them, right?
No, she was. It was a fucking money.
You're like, what do you mean I can't do it at home? Someone hasn't seen a 2013 BuzzFeed article. Which says you can.
She's you like, can do it with Benadryl, it says. Go back to the article.
But look at the website.
What's the website?
She said, come in here, and then you were like, I don't have much of a budget, and then she goes, fuck off then.
Yeah, dude.
What is this website, and please don't be proudboys.com.
Empty Light Home.
Also, she didn't say it was like illegal to do it at home. She just goes, you can't. That was like a pure...
It goes, can't happen.
She had a crowd of interns watching that call, like in Wolf of Wall Street. And then she turned around and she goes, you can't do it at home with Benadryl. And they all went, whoa.
Why? She goes,
killing.
He's going to offer $100. $3.
She was like,
Jonah Hill's all fat there. In the background.
She was fucking skull fucking you in front of those interns.
Dougie, that was fucking crazy, okay? they were trying to make money off me.
She, yeah.
And let me tell you something. She lied. I promise you, there's an amount of Benadryl I can give my dog that will put him the fuck down.
Benadryl? That makes him younger. Yeah. Yeah, you never. You don't want to fuck with Benadryl.
You really want to kill
You're
going to want
to come in here, just give me your credit card, we'll figure shit out.
Yeah,
whatever
we'll figure
you got.
It out. We'll work within your budget, whatever we can max your card out at.
She was like, don't
so
go. Don't.
What does it say? How do you do it?
Lewis left
you
with
just give it to him.
Lewis
says.
Almost left with a package.
Aw, look at your dog.
I'm only 1 year old. Why am I in this article? What the fuck? In the actual fuck?
Is your dog gay?
How to kill your gay dog?
How to kill your super cute gay dog?
Does your dog hump the wrong shit and you want to do God's work?
Is your dog crushing it on Instagram right now? Feeling jealous?
Let's see.
How much is a brick to the head?
A milligram per...
It's... You just also just put him in a pillowcase, tie it up, and throw him in the Hudson River.
What is he, in a Sean Penn movie?
Yeah, love him in the dryer, dude.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Jesus. He goes, hoo, hoo, hoo.
All right, if you only had 30 seconds to kill your dog, how would you do it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'd fuck him, and then I'd strangle him to death. 15 seconds of each.
If my dog was real sick, one bullet, 38.
How much is a bullet?
Shoot him.
How much is a bullet?
I don't think you could discharge a bullet into a dog legally.
You didn't say
ring her back.
Legally.
Ring her back. Ring her back.
He said he's gonna fuck his dog, and you didn't call him out on that.
It's my dog.
Right. I'll fuck the dog for 15 seconds and kill him with whatever I can find.
Sir, mm-hmm. You can't next. Fuck your dog at home, but if you bring him here, you can fuck him here. We can work within your budget. We have a room
Wait.
And everything.
Fucking a dog.
Do you have lubricant or do you need some? We'll give him some ivermectin paste.
Fucking a dog isn't that big of a deal. Isn't that right, my Puerto Rican friend? Classic callback.
Yeah, I would. I have bullets at home.
Are you wondering what should be the correct amount of Benadryl for a dog to...
It's a milligram per pound is what they're saying. We'll do the trick.
That's just asleep. Now, if you want to euthanize the dog, it's essentially...
to never wake up.
...mad by three times.
Jesus.
It's a lot of Benadryl.
This is the perfect dose to euthanize the dog.
You're going
to
want to get the family size bottle.
Yeah. Would you go with a bottle or a pill? Chew the... crush the pills up and put it in soft dog food. How are you gonna get it in him?
Is your sister upset? I think I perfectly caught her being upset. We said she was hot, but the least hot of a group of three hot girls. That's crazy.
Yeah, but then you made that whole Big J joke. Yeah. And
look, there's only one
but
way
that
to
Big
settle.
J's the least hot of us. Big J's hot. He's got great eyebrows.
Let me go fuck her in the bathroom.
Honestly,
she'll be all right. I think. So.
Oh, sorry.
Was she upset?
I feel bad. Honestly, this crowd, the hottest girl they've ever seen.
Yeah, are you kidding me? This fucking biker lesbian, we made fun of her for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
she
listen,
give a
to
shit.
Be fair, if you could try to make your sister feel better later, just say that these guys did put her in the top 6 hottest girls here, but that she was clearly 6th. I didn't say that. That's what these guys
she
said.
Came in
I disagree.
She
I can't even see anything from
she's,
this angle.
She's a podium of the second podium. That's huge. She are you kidding me?
She came in 6th place all in right. A Legion of Skanks beauty contest.
With
that's
all,
a huge deal.
All due respect, I think all the women in here are beautiful.
Well, that's just a
wow.
lie.
Yeah, I'm going with what that liar said.
Fuck you.
All right.
Fuck you, Aaron Berg.
I hope she's not upset. I know she's a fan.
Is she upset? She is upset.
Yeah, of course she's upset.
Why did she leave in number 2?
Well, why'd she dress like Big J?
Why would she wear fingerless gloves?
Why does her face look that way then?
No.
I used to like the Skanks, but then I went to see them live once in New York, and they were real assholes.
No, I will say, we said she was, first of all, I said there's a group of hot chicks. All she is the least hot of the three of you.
That's
not an insult at all.
That's not an insult at all.
I mean, what type of woman would get their feelings
hurt
by
what's
that?
Even, you know what's even worse is her sister's like, you pigs, go, I'm staying.
I'm the biggest slut. Like, I never lose an opportunity.
She's like, I'm obviously number one. So
she did say she was the biggest slut earlier, didn't you?
You guys get out of here. You're uglying up my table. Go sit over with the pizza eaters.
Well, tell her, I mean,
let me clean up this mess again one more time.
Tell her, I would totally smash.
I'll do it.
Let her know.
I'll break bread.
Did she leave? Where'd she go?
Let me stop.
No, me and Lewis will both tag.
She's outside smoking, so when she comes back, do something nice.
She's smoking?
Yeah.
All right, let's buy her drinks. All right, we'll get her drunk. And then, dude.
She doesn't drink?
She doesn't drink? Let's get her some Coke.
No drugs.
She's sober? No,
she's sober? That's why she's being all uppity right now. We need to loosen her up.
Do not offer food.
That'll offend her.
You can lead a horse to water.
give her some of these weed cookies.
No, she doesn't want weed cookies, dude.
Eat her pussy.
Dude, I'll eat her. Dude, I will. Oh, wait.
Come on, Lewis. Do the right thing.
All right, I'll figure it out.
Give her a t-shirt.
I'm trying to make it up to her. I saw peripherally. I saw she was upset. And I couldn't ignore it. I don't want her to be upset.
I don't want her to be upset
either. I
want
her to have a good time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we're just fucking roasting everybody.
You were just roasting
Jamie Kilson. He looks like a junkie.
Stop. Look, here's the problem. It's a bunch of guys looking for advice. So the table of hot chicks, right? If one of you was called ugly, which we would never do.
Which would never happen.
That would never happen, ever. But if you are, how could we make that up to you?
Anal.
What would you want? What would you want to hear?
Butt sex.
The hot one said.
See,
drugs.
These girls are junkies.
just a clean needle and a spoon that'll burn. Do you have Artie Lang's number?
She's like, I'll take whatever you got, whatever Benadryl you didn't give the dog. Just slide that over.
Yeah.
Slide that over here.
Give me two doses of Kill a Dog.
Any Sudafed, cough medicine, I'll suck your dick.
You got Nyquil, motherfucker?
You got a milligram a pound should get the trick done.
Were any of you not as attractive growing up? Did any of you three feel ugly when you were growing up, or were you always cute or good looking? You felt ugly?
You felt ugly?
The hottest one?
That's the thing they say.
You're
going
to do it again
what?
To this table.
What?
No.
She's striking.
No. Yo, the ugliest one. What was it like for you?
And my mama said, my daughter's at the comedy club.
See that? She turned around. She owned it. She goes, I'm the ugliest one.
What was it like when you felt ugly? What made you feel better? Therapy?
Wait, you're telling me Lewis. We got to put this chick in therapy?
Yes.
That's the solution?
I'll be your therapist.
We need fucking 10 years of psychoanalysis to
Lewis,
fix this problem.
Lewis, ring them back and see if they take humans for therapy.
How much Benadryl can kill a human?
Well, that's a good question.
It's got to be a lot. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is rockauto.com. This is for all the cool do-it-yourself guys.
Rockauto.com.
There you go. Now, Lewis is getting in a car crash every other week, so he has benefited a lot from rockauto.com.
My last car crash, I was browsing rockauto.com and looking at my phone, bang. Yep. There we go. Ironic.
There you go. It is ironic, but by the end, waiting for the tow truck, Lewis was able to order all the parts he needed.
That's very true.
At a very reasonable price.
With an easy-to-use interface.
So rockauto.com is the one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts and aren't really sure what you need anyway, and then they're going to charge a storefront markups. Just go to rockauto.com, and you can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just working on your own car. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com.
Rockauto.com, guys. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best prices available on the internet. But if you do buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Legion of Skanks podcast. One more time, that's rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it. We have to talk about some other things here.
Yeah, lots of pressing subjects in the news.
Some feminist issues.
Yeah. You know, fuck it. Why not? Let's go for it. We have it all planned. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another... Wait, hold on, Bobby. It's time for another edition of Who's Most Justified Hitting a Woman?
Who's most justified punching a woman?
Who's most justified?
All right, yeah, you guys know what this is. We're going to show you three different clips. The hot chick left. Oh, the other one left, too. They're all leaving. All right, we hope you come back. I hope you. I really do.
We love you.
I would smash literally any woman in this crowd.
Dude, she wouldn't even be my worst 50.
Even the fucking Puerto Rican guy.
I've never felt bad when like people get up and leave because like they think we're racist or something. Yeah. But when it's because we called their sister fat, that makes me pretty uncomfortable.
I didn't call her fat. I said she's the big J of the group. Take that how you will.
That's our fucking bread and butter.
All right.
Emphasis on the second half.
So to be clear, Lewis did call her fat, and then I called Big J fat. That's what just happened. Well, but yeah, you guys were really mean to her, and that wasn't cool.
Yeah, then it just seemed like I was pandering when I said she was hot.
In hindsight?
You bitch.
Yeah, I really punked out.
Berg's a little fucking bitch.
Yeah, all right, take it easy.
I probably shouldn't even called attention to it.
I mean, it was there.
It's an it now?
The whole bank out was tilted.
She's an it.
No, she wasn't even unhot. Just, you know, she was not as hot as her two friends. That's not my fault. That's a fact.
Yeah. She needs uglier friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Lewis's fault. It's a fact. What was he going to do? Not address it on the podcast?
Not point at her face and go, ugh.
That's not what I did.
That's not real ass, doggy.
I said there were three hot chicks and she was the big J.
She was drastically the ugliest of
the
three.
That's not true. You said she was the Danny DeVito of the twins. Yeah. You piece of shit.
I didn't say that.
You did.
I'm drunk. I'll say I am.
Hey,
you kidding me?
Gollum,
I'm following your lead.
Yeah, it's not an insult to say someone's the Big J of the group, and you did call her hot, and she's probably better at basketball than Big J. So there's a lot going on here.
Big J is also upset right now.
Ah, whatever. That wasn't even mean. Do you know the mean shit people say to me? We're fuck you.
I'm a scat man.
Can you over here? I hate everybody.
Oh, she's back.
By the way, it really does is a pretty good demonstration of the double standard. And like, I'm not saying I'm for or against it, but just Lewis is ruthless to the guys in the crowd.
Yeah, look at his look at his tits. Look at his tits and his little dick. Come on, I'm touching him.
No one would have, like, if he got upset and left, we'd all be like, "Fuck you."
We'd jump him. We would physically beat him up.
Seriously, that was wrong what you did to that lady.
Look.
You got me there, too, because I looked around. I was like, oh, good. Oh.
Can I tell you what the problem was? Her two friends weren't fans of her. She was the one that was a fan of the show.
Oh, she was the fan?
Yeah.
And the hot girls weren't the fan?
Yeah, then she just left. And that's why.
Let's go. I'm so fucking offended, these fucking assholes.
And then the hot one said,
you're the one that brought us here, fatty.
No, the best thing is the hot sister didn't, like, defend her. Like, she didn't say, like, hey, what you said was fucked up. She goes, this is a sore point for my ugly sister. That's she didn't say, like, hey, that's fucked up. She goes, she gets real personal about her face.
She wasn't ugly. She was just not as hot as her sister.
She wasn't in the same.
What was I supposed to say?
She did. The sister did have a real vibe, which she goes, nah, it's not yet. This is the third time it happened tonight.
We got kicked out of a nice bar because she wasn't good enough.
Oh, look at this fucking pussy. He's going to go try to feel like, hey, dude, those guys are assholes. Those guys are pieces of shit, just so you know.
I'll fight him
if you want.
I was gonna go fuck them all up, but then I realized they're not even worth it.
Yeah, they're not worth it. Let's get out of here.
Just so you know, we weren't all laughing in there.
Let's go get your face fixed.
You guys are fucked up, man.
So anyway, let's watch people hit women.
Hell yeah. Let's go. This is first one.
Whoa.
That's my car. My fucking car.
Yeah, take him out, bro.
Oh.
Please jump.
Wait.
Oh.
I think, do they have weapons? There's another 10 seconds of this. These are also some hot teens.
Hold on. Are there weapons? I'm going to have to see this one again.
Was that a dude or a chick?
I think that's a chick.
No, listen.
No, that's
so this.
A,
so what a, we have here so far is that this dude is some woman in his life, seemingly, from what I got there, is being jumped by a bunch of chicks.
Yeah.
And he runs in just blind rage, like, I'm fighting them like dudes. I don't care. I'm getting them off
absolutely
of the chick. So that's what I got there. Yeah. From
so, so if that, but
now, were there weapons involved?
I don't, but either way, if somebody's, if I'm with a chick and some fucking giant pig beasts start jumping her, we're like on Coney Island, and I'm like, I'm going to jump in and start dropping people's elbows left and right.
Well, I don't know. Was that could have been his daughter, his wife, his fucking, you know, I don't know, something. And I, as someone who has a wife and a daughter, would absolutely fight a pack of chicks like dudes if they were all jumping.
Me
her.
Too.
Like, if it's that many of them, like, yeah, I'm just throwing punches.
I'm not letting my wife get fucking beat down by some randos out by a Honda.
I'm constantly starting fights with my girlfriend and other women, so I just have an excuse to fucking clean shop.
Dude, babe, I gotta wait till they're, like, beating you, so start losing.
Just take
for
a couple
a while.
Like,
call one of them the N-word, fast.
They love that.
So can we watch it again?
But you're allowed to
fight. I don't know if that's the situation, but it sure seems
like you're allowed
like to fight
if a woman.
By the way, we can only comment on what we actually know.
Right. And what we know is this is downtown
Newark. It seems like white shirt here is getting. Is that the one he's saving? Or no? Yeah, it seems like she's getting jumped.
She's getting jumped.
White jacket guy.
I like the slow motion. What does that bitch have in her hand? What is she hitting her with?
She's.
So he shows up, backwards cap, cracks one, bang.
He's hitting
bang, you're
belt.
Out. Bing.
God, guys are so much stronger than women. Ladies, just know we could fucking destroy you at any given moment, physically.
1 in 6 could beat us up, but...
Let me see.
How's that?
Oh, look at that. She goes down.
Can we have a replay of that quick?
Keep my wife's name out your goddamn mouth!
By the way, the hottest one there is that one in the jeans. Oh, shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she just got banged.
Well, that's a big dude looking bitch. She looks like Muzzy. Remember the cartoon Muzzy that would teach you how to speak French? Yeah,
I do remember.
Je m'appelle Muzzy.
Yeah, she looked like Muzzy. Look at her.
Oh.
Hey, guys, stop fighting. I got to go to the stand and watch Skanks.
Why was it?
I'm just saying. All we know of this is that it does seem like a chick was getting jumped and he was coming in to fucking save that chick.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. We don't know the details.
What do we know, Bob? We know more?
So that is what Dave said is exactly what happened. That girl was getting jumped and they were hitting her with belts. Those were the weapons that we were seeing.
Oh, belts.
Yes.
Oh, that would trigger me. My mom would use belts on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you use it on you don't
and
use it on a street fight.
Do you know what his relation to the chick is?
It was his girlfriend.
He goes, anyone's going to hit my girlfriend with a belt, it's going to be me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, if that's the case, it's almost completely justified.
Yeah, this doesn't even need to be in the competition.
It's
right? We should just be giving this guy a plaque.
Two more.
We have two more.
Not all heroes wear capes.
But they do wear belts.
Some heroes punch women on the street.
Not all heroes wear capes, but they all punch women. I'm not saying it's okay to punch women. I'm saying that sometimes it's justified.
I am. I'm fully saying it's okay to punch
women. It's actually brave to do it because it's so frowned upon in society that to save your girlfriend, you have to step up and be a hero and break down those societal barriers.
If someone's beating the fuck out of your girlfriend and you don't stand in and just crush their little female face, that's insane.
You have an opportunity.
Why would she even be with you?
Think about it, so you can
make her fucking chicken soup the next day?
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm going to fuck a woman up.
If you didn't help at all, and then you died, and then you met God in heaven, wouldn't he kind of be like, dude, why did I even make you?
Yeah.
Like, I gave you this opportunity to live out a fantasy.
Just close
of just
gates.
Being a gladiator.
Yeah.
Just taking on 12.
You get also, very, you get very few opportunities in your life where, as an adult man, you could start punching women in the face
one,
and be justified.
One is live at a Fortune Feimster concert.
Doug, it just ain't happening. So if you don't take that opportunity, I just feel like just for the fun of it, yeah. I'm not saying it would be fun to punch women. I'm just saying.
On the show, oh, that's you're lying. That's my girlfriend.
Leave my girlfriend alone. Who just, the fuck are you?
Just 10 minutes earlier, you're like, no, baby, this is casual. I don't like. No, we're just playing around. We're just fun. No, I don't want to put a label on it. She guys getting beat up.
Just walk
that's
up
the
to
love
chick
of my
fights
life.
And jump in. Leave my girlfriend alone. All right, you bitches.
Go to the second one.
Get out of here.
No, already doesn't start off as justified as the last one.
Oh, yeah. He's faking.
These girls are surrounding him. Oh, dude, 3-4 Puerto Rico. These girls are hot too.
Oh!
Bang! 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 Dude, he looks like John Jones out there. Good job.
Where's Boom. My money, you whores?
Bang!
Whack! She stayed standing. You can't crack a girl in the
yeah,
face.
Yeah, this guy's a pussy because he can't even
nice
drop
thing.
These women.
These
he just punched every one of them in the face, and they all just said, give me another.
This guy's
she's
a,
going.
And
she's
get her. Oh, he knocked her down. Wow. This guy is fucking wild.
She's back up.
He's got one knockdown so far.
Oh,
he's losing. He's losing. You pussy. Boo! Boo!
This guy's Michael Che's videotaping.
Dougie, this guy is such a pussy. He couldn't beat up these hot chicks.
No.
Dude, can
we, for an experiment, can I just fight the three of you right now and show how easily I can destroy you? I'm talking about fucking boom, boom, boom. What? One hand.
One arm.
I'll just do one my arm. Left hand.
Yeah.
But we'll go full force. The three
Lewis,
of you versus
Lewis,
me right now.
Why are you
what,
making
Dave?
This offer? You had three women who wanted to fight you here a minute ago. And now you're going to fight these
they
women.
Couldn't take the
I stand by the fact that she was kind of being a pussy. We weren't even that mean. I got to be honest with you. I've been so much meaner to so many other people in this room. Thank you. She's going to watch it back and she's going to go, fuck,
I
don't.
These girls are awesome. They don't give a shit about nothing.
Well, we've just been calling them hot and young the whole time.
Yeah.
We were just like, you guys are angels compared to these pigs around you. One of them guys, someone walks out.
I mean, look, was it even a competition? Yeah. Obviously, we'd rather these hot, young, beautiful angels yeah. instead of these old, crusty bitches. Obviously.
No. Honestly,
I was trying to be nice the whole time.
Replay the tapes. We said,
ladies and gentlemen, it's a fucking circus clown.
Wow. Boy George. Out of jail.
Rebecca Trent from the Creek and Cave, folks.
Yeah,
come
Rebecca.
On. The original godmother of the Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
The place you left the second you could.
Do you know how much mean shit I've said about my friend Rebecca? I'm not going to sit here and take it.
Why?
What,
Rebecca's well, less hot than the three of the fucking chicks we were just talking about.
I think Rebecca's gorgeous.
She's okay. Yeah.
You're more attractive. No.
She's Rebecca, great,
no,
she's
no, no,
great
no, no.
fat tits.
You're not as hot, but you're more attractive.
Yes, you're definitely hot. I would rather have sex with Rebecca than
the
one of the
number six. Number six, you are out. This is a game show. Can you make Lewis not fuck you? You gotta be some fucking some creature for Lewis not to fuck
no,
you.
No, that's not true. I have really high standards.
All right, so this guy here in the second video, the guy, it's not clear who starts the fight.
He's being jumped.
I don't know if
no,
that's exactly true.
He
seems to kind of throw the first shot. He
does
throws
he?
A lot of punches and does not
yeah.
win the fight.
Let me see. Does he throw the first shot?
Oh, they do. Oh,
yeah,
no,
she
okay,
throws
I'm sorry,
it at
that
him.
Was her. That was her.
Bang, and that girl's
oh,
got
great
fat
pair of tits,
dude. Look at those girls'
tits.
Holy
fat
shit.
Tits.
Come on, fat tits. It looks to me like this guy's starting it.
He should have been like, boom, 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 boom.
It looks like he was like, so when can I call you? I am the captain now. And then then these girls are like, get the fuck out of here. We don't want to talk to you.
I haven't.
She doesn't want to talk to you. I guarantee that's what happened. He's like, I am not speaking to you.
I have smuggled a diamond. I have a diamond in my ass.
You stupid bitch.
And then bang, he comes back and hits her.
Yeah.
Bang.
Orange, she's a trooper.
She slips that shot.
She's an animal.
And then this bitch comes in. Then he starts throwing. Then she throws at him. Orange bitch is back. Oh, it's really Orange fighting the whole time. All the other girls are like, dude, it's a guy. We're going to beat up. Stop.
Orange is eating it, and she has like a weird...
Orange is also hot.
You can't... She's blurred.
No, she's hot,
yeah,
dude.
Lewis, the only thing you can tell is that she is a woman.
Yeah, barely.
No, she's got, look at those thighs, doggy.
Oh, he dipped and cracked that.
So here's the thing. He didn't knock Orange down with one shot. That was like the fourth or fifth shot
that
to Orange.
That was a nice slip, though.
That finally fucking put her down.
Just, and she's still, and now she's stabbing him with a stiletto.
I mean, then he starts losing the fight,
he's
which is crazy.
Yeah, you don't want to let whores get a hold of you. That's when things really go down.
This is my night later on with those three girls that left.
I love the emoji following them.
Just fucking beating my ass.
Ooh, surprised emoji.
All right, let's go to the next one. I think we know what happened here. All right, what's the final one, Bobby? These, by the way, Bobby Hutch, great job with these videos.
I love Bobby Hutch.
Pretty obvious out of the first two who's most justified. Let's see what the third is.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, here we go.
No, they kneel on her neck.
Whoa.
I think you're thinking of a different video.
Sorry.
All right, let's see. That's hilarious. Whoa. Timeout.
Holy shit.
That seems almost not justified at all.
I mean, look, it's not our...
Oh, she did swipe at him. She's sorry, so she hit him.
Oh, she did.
All right, all right. That, I mean, look.
All right, she did throw a shot at him, but he is also a police officer and probably could have handled that in a number of different ways. That
she
didn't include
she
that.
Was so inebriated that another female police officer pushed her over with a finger. And she ate
it. She took a flop on that one. She didn't really fall. She was like trying to be dramatic and be like, "Oh my God, look what they did to me."
Watch it again. Let's see.
It's not a real fall.
That was.
It's a flop. She was trying to draw a charge.
Oh yeah.
Now that's fucking.
That's fake.
Oh, so she faked it. Well, then the black guy touched her, so now she's freaking out for real. Oh yeah. I mean, it's still like, look, she sucks for smacking him in the face, but...
Listen, she shouldn't have done that, but if you're a cop, and he's a big dude, and if some woman throws a huh at you, you have to have some training that's like, you don't shoot her in the face, like, I don't know. You can't just, like, grab her and hold her, arrest her, whatever.
Yeah, or even give her a little fucking backhand.
Yeah. Kick her.
Dude, leg kicks.
Do something impressive at least.
Do you give her the shocker? Like, yeah, bitch. Yeah.
They don't. Are they not training shocker anymore?
A bit.
Yeah, dude. Just sucking out her tits. You like that?
Lick somewhere close to her clit.
Yeah. So I feel like he's definitely out. It really is about the first two.
Yeah.
It's
listen,
the first
I mean,
one.
What
for
this
my
is?
Money.
There's no. Look, these were all entertaining videos to watch. So we're not here to say. To say who's not justified. That's not our job. We're not here to say who is justified. We're just here to say who's the most justified.
I will say there's one of them that I feel like is genuinely just justified, and that's the first one.
It's the first, listen, the first one is obvious.
Yeah.
You can't see, here's the thing is that even the women in the room, the five of them or whatever, and the two of them I can't really tell, but even the women in the room, they're not even upset at you for saying this is justified, because as soon as you just go, I go, oh, well, if that were my wife or daughter, then yeah, that's how I would fucking handle it. And then they go, yeah, that's what I'd want. Like, a guy, that's what you'd want a guy
I
to
I wonder
feel
if
about
you asked a feminist, like a legitimate feminist, if she was getting jumped by a bunch of Puerto Rican girls, if she would want her boyfriend to start fucking wailing on them.
Yeah.
I think
she'd probably lie and say no, but in the moment,
She'd be like, do it! Just do it!
What are you doing? Stop waiting!
Imagine your feminist
fuck
boyfriend.
Fuck my morals!
Kill them! They're not human!
Your feminist boyfriend watching it just goes like, when this is over, I'll get you an ice pack. I love you. I don't want to get involved.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like number one is obviously, it is. If anybody disagrees, I think we have our winner.
It's the guy. They're all justified. One. Listen, fucking, this is the tip of the iceberg. They all deserve some smacks. Are you kidding me? They've gotten too lippy.
I would say, to me, the cop was the least justified.
Yeah.
And then that one who fought with the whores, that was a gray area.
Yeah. Well, that was just embarrassing.
It seemed like he started it.
Look, I will say, if that was more justified than some of the past winners of who's most justified. The guy who fought with the horse. Doug, if you're getting jumped by horse, okay?
Yeah.
At one point, you know, look, if there's no cameras around, I say go for it easily.
Yeah, but you got to win. You can't lose to three.
No, you got
to
win, and you got to get that camera away from whoever's filming.
So sad. I feel like if I was fighting five chicks like that, I'd be like playing. I'd be doing like weird fucking ninja. I'd be fucking. I'd rip her heart out. Go ba 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 ba.
One of them tries to punch you. You grab her arm and hit her friend.
I'd clunk their heads together like coconuts.
I'm like Jackie Chan. I'm jumping from head to head.
I'm not even kidding. I genuinely think with one hand I could beat all three of these hot chicks up with ease.
It just seems like you want to fight both these girls
with ease.
They are so hot, dude.
Do you think I can do it?
So hot.
But Lewis, they're so hot and young and beautiful.
Do you guys think I could? Probably. I could. Yeah. See, I love. Oh, look, the one in the middle says no.
Wait. Oh no! Number three says no.
If two of your teammates don't believe, it's not gonna happen. You guys need more confidence in your team.
Guys, don't get weird. This is how he gets laid. Keep going, Lewis. This is.
Oh, you think you can fuck me up? You think the three of you can fuck me up?
If you had to pick one to, like, fight naked with pillows and oil, that one.
Yeah. Well, first of all, she's known. She's a former, almost winter Olympian.
Really?
Eva. Yeah, she killed it. And
what
Dave,
is her skill
Dave put
fighting?
The kibosh on her. He wouldn't let her in because she was a girl.
Why?
I don't remember it that way, but it's possible.
Sounds like possible something I might have done.
He didn't want to have hot girls around because he didn't want to be tempted.
Yeah.
That's a sign of an adult.
I definitely didn't say that.
That is a sign of an adult.
No,
hot pussy around.
I judge the competition based on the merits of the contestants at the time. Yeah. Who can remember? We just had a competition, and the winner has never shown up.
Where the fuck is Byron?
Yeah. It's a journey, not the destination.
First of all, Jorge is... You know what? Byron's fired. Jorge, you won the World Turn Olympics. Jorge! 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 Jorge!
Jorge! Jorge!
Jorge! I don't think his name's Jorge.
I think she should be able to...
Listen,
win
hot
something.
Girls... If you were to fight one guy from the group that you think you could win, who do you think you could win?
The three of you collectively.
Dave.
Wow.
Wait, all three of you said Dave?
I will beat the shit out of you. Let me tell you something. I will break every bone in your female body.
Dave.
No. Dave's getting fucked up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the fight of the century. Dave versus three whores.
Three young, hot, beautiful women.
I would never fight these chicks. Exactly. But it would be a lot more like the third video than the second video if I did.
They all said it in harmony, like they trained. They went, Dave, 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 Dave. There wasn't even hesitation.
Please welcome the acapella female fighters.
And I feel like they might have an easier time with Colin. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
I'm saying, Dave's from New York. He's fucking scrappy.
What's up? He's a Jew.
That is also true. You know what?
The Jew thing doesn't help.
Asthma attack.
That's
quick.
True. All you got to do is press his horn and he dies.
Just, ow, my gold!
Just rub garlic on him and he fucking turns inside out.
Well, don't tell him. I might have to fight these chicks.
Just turns into Ari Shaffir laying down.
Just throw a dollar. You drop the dollar. He turns around. You crack him in the back of the head with a pipe.
Kobe Bryant.
Let's do our plugs real quick. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Aaron Berg, what do you got to plug?
New show, Berg's Base on Gas Digital. You can check it out. Oh, boy. Big tour coming up. Luis J. Gomez and Aaron Berg offend everyone. Going all around the United States starting July the 4th. Is that correct?
July 4th weekend at the Creek and Cave.
July 4th weekend at the Creek and Cave in Austin. We'll be coming to your town running all the way up until October when we go to Skankfest. At least.
Nice.
Maybe going into November, December. What else? My Patreon is patreon.com/thebodybuilder. Check it out. I have nothing but time. My last week at Compound Media is this week. I am no longer at Compound Media. I am now an independent entity. Thank you.
Get away from those edgy hacks. Move on to woke, the Wokeville.
Guys, fucking libtards over at Death Digital.
I'm a snowflake like you guys like now.
What do you snowflake. Mean we can't stab trans women?
Playing it safe, just fighting women and living the dream.
Column?
You can check out my podcast, the Column Taylor podcast. It's available everywhere that you get podcasts. Yeah, woo, woo, woo. I'm also on tour with the Dad Meat boys, where we, you know, Mike Rainey, Tim Bully of Dad Meat. Give it up for those guys. We got dates coming up in Detroit and Cleveland. We just added a late show in Cleveland because the first show sold out. We've got a Texas tour coming up, San Antonio, Houston, Austin. And then we've also got Indianapolis and North Carolina coming up. If you want any of those dates, just follow me on social media at Colm Turrell across all of the platforms. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Dave.
I got the shows in Reno sold out, but I am talking to the venue about opening up another show. So I'll let you know about that. I think we're gonna be able to do it to open up like a late show. So I'll hopefully have some more tickets for that. And then I will be in Chicago on what is it? That's in the date that got rescheduled that was supposed to be in May is now on June 18th in Chicago. Two stand-up shows. I got Robbie the Fire Bernstein with me, and then a live Part of the Problem podcast. Yeah, give it up for Robbie the Fire. Then it looks like I will be back at Porkfest this year doing a live stand-up show and a live Part of the Problem podcast as well. A bunch more stuff coming up, so I'll tweet out all the fucking ticket links and shit. And Part of the Problem and Yo MMA Rap, both here at the Gas Digital Network.
Hell yeah. I got some live dates coming up this Friday night. If you guys are listening live, or actually if you listen to this on YouTube as well, I will be with Ian Fidance and Zach Amico. Oh, and special guest Jamie Kilstein will be at Stress Factory.
Yeah.
Two shows Friday night, the 22nd of April. Then the 28th, I will be in Chicago, Chicago, Illinois, one night only. So grab your tickets for Chicago. Then next month in May, I will be at Providence, Rhode Island Comedy Connection. Then also on May 12th, I am doing a Depraved at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. It's going to be a ton of fun. So far, I got Tim Dillon and Kim Congdon booked on it. It's going to be a fun. It's going to sell out. Get your tickets as soon as they go up. I promise you it's going to sell out. It sells out every time. It's going to be a huge fucking lineup. That is going to be May 12th, the Comedy Store. Then actually I'm going to be doing shows with Tim Dillon. I'll be in Vegas and Reno with Tim Dillon as well, May 13th and 14th. Then a bunch more stuff coming up, Texas, California, all over the place. Go to lewisofskanks.com, grab tickets for all of those shows and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital, use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial, get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all these shows. And this is actually really big news, okay? We're going to be dropping another couple hundred Skankfest tickets. We sold out. But we are still under capacity. The venue has more, like has 7 rooms. We're using 4 of the rooms right now. We have room for some more people, and we had so many people that were like regulars that we wanted to make sure that we could get in. So we're gonna make it happen. We're dropping a couple hundred more tickets. It's gonna be on Tuesday, May 10th. 12 noon Eastern. It's your absolute last chance to grab your tickets. I'll tell you right now, if you guys want early access, go subscribe to the YoKratom.com mailing list. Go to YoKratom.com. You don't got to buy anything. Just subscribe to the mailing list. They're going to drop 100 tickets before we drop them. So if you do that, you're going to have early access. So do that right now. You're going to get an email from them. But make sure you guys on Tuesday, May 10th at 12 noon Eastern, go to skankfest.net and grab your tickets because it's going to be your last tickets. And these are going to go very, very fast. Everything sold out in 2 minutes last time. So that's that. Skankfest in Vegas, October 14th through 16th. The biggest and best Skankfest we've ever done.
Wow.
All right. So let's...
I kind of feel bad we walked that chick now.
Don't feel bad. She's fine, dude. She needed to walk.
I feel bad that we walked the other chicks by threatening to fight them.
She needed the steps. What? She wasn't even fat or unattractive. She was sensitive. She was a sensitive pussy. Here's the thing. If she was fucking ugly, then I would feel bad. But she was cute, and I just said her fucking sister was hotter.
See, here's where I think you got this all wrong. If she was an ugly chick, she'd have figured it out by now and probably developed some thicker skin. She was still hanging on to the dream.
Yeah.
And you...
Now, she had pretty
thick skin.
You
robbed that dream from her.
I'm sorry. Whatever, dude. I'm not going to... Whatever. Women need to stop being so fucking
Lewis,
sensitive.
You're a real asshole, you know that?
Real ass dude.
We're all just sitting
here. Not fuck that chick. I don't want to be mean to her. I'm just saying she's got to not be so sensitive. I'm not going to feel bad. Fuck you, dude.
I'm not going to feel bad. I'm not even capable of emotions.
I fucking killed this dog right now.
$3.
Waitress. Is Colm, would you rather be with Colm? If you'd rather be with Colm, you can just say it.
Be honest. Who's more attractive?
More attractive? You're a fucking potato-headed Irishman. She doesn't want that.
You're talking dog shit versus dog shit.
The fucking thin
lip. You stay out of this, junkie.
Waitress.
Go lift some weights.
Waitress, who's more attractive, me or Colm? Me?
Oh,
how does that feel?
Jade has no taste. Jade has no taste.
She's
this
awesome.
Is bullshit. I never would have asked that question if I didn't think I was going to win.
Damn, dog, you just got dunked on. How'd that feel?
What about if I wobbled my head like this?
Get back here. I have an accent.
All right. We got to talk to responsible adults who are over the age of 21 who like to get really fucking high. If you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, guess what? You don't have to find a shady Puerto Rican to buy your weed from. You can get Delta 8 THC delivered right to your door from YoDelta.com.
And I'm sure if the YoDelta vampire was here, he would say something hilarious right now.
Yeah, he'd be crushing it right now. Where is he? Who knows? This is actually, you know, remember like on like cereal boxes in like the fucking 80s, they'd be like, where'd the Trix Rabbit go? He's missing. And you'd have to find where the Trix Rabbit is.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually what we're doing, a special promo right now.
There was like a month of commercials.
Yeah.
Where is the YoDelta vampire?
Well, kids. He could be anywhere in the world.
Kids, if you get high enough, you can probably find him.
If you guess where the YoDelta vampire is, you will win $100 worth of Delta 8 THC. And I know that they'll say yes to that because they say yes to basically everything we ask. Hell yeah. Clap it up for YoDelta. He could be anywhere in the world. And you had to listen throughout this entire episode for clues that we placed throughout the whole episode. So if you find out where the YoDelta vampire is based off of this episode's clues, you email us at legionofskanks@gmail.com and you will win $100 worth of Delta 8 THC.
Yeah. By the way, Bobby and Alex, we're going to need you to go back and listen to the episode and then retroactively make things we said clues.
Right now, go to YoDelta.com if you want to purchase some amazing Delta 8 THC. Use the promo code GAS to save 25% off. It'll ship right to your door. They got vapes and gummies right to your door. Legal. Get you fucked up. Love it. YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? This is a great segment. We haven't done this segment in a while, and we have you guys on the show. And I thought there's not a better two guys that I would rather do this segment with.
It's going to be something horrible.
No,
it's going to be like...
It's called Punch the Girls Behind You.
It's called Hang the Minorities.
We captured a real minority.
It's called Go Wear the Skin of the Fat Girl I Walked.
Doggy, it's, listen to me.
Welcome to the Rape Olympics.
This
something horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another episode of Pigtails. Pigtails.
Pigtails.
This intro is so worse. Dude, they made this intro like 6 years ago. And it was the first intro we've ever created. And I go to Bobby, I was like, dude, remember that we did a segment called Pigtails where we would talk about ugly women we had sex with? And that was the whole segment. And Bobby was like, dude, the intro is like terrible. And I'm really embarrassed.
That's the best intro I've ever seen. But are you kidding me?
At the time, like 6 years ago, we were like, we have an intro. Pretty professional.
You haven't topped that since. That's incredible.
That's the fucking best. What is the song? Who wrote the song? What is that?
You made the animation. You had to buy that?
Was that you, Alex? Alex wrote
what
it.
What is
Alex?
I couldn't even hear it. Was singing it?
Alex spent a week on our synthesizer coming up with that.
Alex, what the fuck was that?
So I wrote the lyrics to the song, and somebody who no longer works at Gas Digital put the music together
for it.
And a third person put the image together for it, and it's just our least cohesive thing that we've ever
done. Psychotic.
It's wildly bad.
It makes no sense. We gotta watch it again. It's crazy. That is a crazy
person. Can we watch it again?
Please. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It makes no sense for the show. We don't do anything like this. It's just a dancing, singing pig.
I love it.
Telling our pigtail stories, telling our tales to you. Sometimes you fuck the affection. It's funny and you're but true.
What
are the lyrics? What are the lyrics, Alex, please?
What?
What are the lyrics?
Telling our pigtail stories, telling our tales to you. Sometimes you fuck a fat chick. It's sweaty and weird, but true.
Not the worst.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's tell you your pigtails, Aaron.
It happened with Lewis.
The grossest. Oh, that's the grossest woman ever?
Me and Lewis J. Gomez.
Whoa, easy.
Went to Pittsburgh, North Pittsburgh. To do a funny bone. It was a shitty gig. I got $200. Lewis got $100 a show. We drove 9 hours to get there.
A few weeks ago.
I went on Craigslist.
It was the first show on the Offend Everyone tour.
We were offended by the pay. So I go on Craigslist to find this girl.
Casual Encounters.
Yeah, Casual Encounters. This girl goes, I'm into car dates. I didn't know what that was. Lewis was like, bro, let's go eat a sandwich. We ate a sandwich. Then I go, I'm going to go to bed. So then I go on. She's like, I'm into car dates. I'm like, I'm in town for a night. I go out to my Jeep Liberty. She was.
And by the way, on the way, Aaron got a gas station dick pill.
Yeah. Gas station Samurai X.
So like, yeah. Okay. Samurai X. And I never believed in these. And I recently used a gas station dick pill and they're not bad. They're not as good as Blue Chew, but they're not bad. I use a rhino, like a triple X.
It's always
rhino.
It's always some
something
setup.
With a rhino.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a bull or some shit.
Yeah.
I talk her into meeting me in the Jeep, and she only wants to fuck in a car. She doesn't want to come into the hotel we're staying in. So I go out to the Jeep. She's fucking massive, like 360,
she's
370, like bigger than that girl barely. And and then
she's gonna listen back. Listen, lady, you're not that gross.
I fucked her in the car.
Not that gross.
I thought you were
talking
about the girl that stayed.
Gross. She's not that gross.
You're talking about the girl that stayed.
Oh, her.
Took her back inside the hotel. She snuck in, and then I figured out later it's because she's married and it's a small town. She didn't want her husband to see her going in fucking somebody else. And then I fucked her in the hotel bed. She squirted everywhere and then left. And then the next morning she was like, do you want to get together again? We were already on the road out of there.
That was the grossest woman. Did she at least have any? What was the most redeeming quality about her?
Her spirit? Winner's attitude?
She made me come twice.
Hell yeah. Oh my.
Yeah. That's
oh my
back
God.
When I was a pig.
Was she pretty?
Berg.
No.
She wasn't even pretty.
No, she
you came
gross.
Twice?
That's I wouldn't call her a pig if she was pretty.
She didn't even have a pretty face.
No.
Not even Berg. Not even yeah, a nice smile.
No.
Come on. I mean,
she not even cheating on her husband with some comedian getting yeah. $200.
Not nice skin.
Berg, no. That's insane.
Yeah, but oh, kind of nice skin. And like veiny tits. The tits were veiny. I like that. It makes me feel like I'm fucking my friend's biceps.
That's fair.
Telling my pigtail stories. Telling my tales to you.
All right, Colin, grossest girl you've ever fucked.
Oh, I got low. I got low. It's fine.
Or one of them.
I never double dipped. That's insane.
Well, like half of that was the gas station dick pill. Yeah. So, you know, you can't blame it all on Aaron.
You're right.
And the other half was wanting Lewis to hear it through the wall.
He also didn't want to go back to the hotel room and have Lewis run his set. Yeah.
What's the grossest
Remember score? That Booker, by the way? He didn't want you to say fuck, but he was like, let me tell you a joke. What do you call a dead baby? The one I raped. And you're like, what the fuck is your problem, asshole? Remember that Booker?
I remember, yeah.
Interesting. I've been with a lot of regrettable women.
On stage.
Let's say the most regrettable...
There was one.
The
girl.
Most unfortunate. How about that? Because like,
Yeah.
Meaning that you.
Like even before you do it, you go, I don't want to do this. That's the worst when you're trapped in an Uber with someone going.
Just
oh.
When you don't need to do it. When you like, you're just yeah, like, I'm too good for
honestly,
this.
Yeah, I've done. Oh, yeah. I've had a few. There's one, and I don't remember her name.
I'm watching it affect you emotionally right now.
It's tough. You know what? I used to, and I don't have it anymore. I used to have like a list where I would like try to write down.
Every girl you fucked.
Yeah. And I got rid of it. And her name on the list was Slug Girl. Just so you know, her name was on the list. To remind me who it was Slug Girl. That was, just so you guys know, somewhere there's a list with you listed. As Slug Girl.
Why'd you call her Slug Girl?
All this mucus would come off.
I wish she had a shell. She was a monster. Gigantic. Real American big one. She was a big American girl.
Big American.
Yeah.
White chick. No,
I even used to talk about her on stage. I went down on her, right? Because I couldn't get hard. Because she was a real wobble goblin. Right, and I brought her back, and I went down on her, and she. Now listen. She was so big when I went down on her, I had to do the lift and lick. Do you ever like I couldn't lick her pussy, so I had to push her with all my traps. They looked like I looked like Aaron Berg pushing a deadlift. It was like popping the hood of a car that was overheating. There was like oil dripping down and steam shooting me in the face.
Like you lift it up and you just go, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Nah, I just...
touches the clit. He's like, it's still hot.
I put my arms on my hips and went, oh, no, we're not going to keep you in for the weekend. Yeah.
He's like, was this put together by rockauto.com?
Yeah, that was a highlight of my low life.
Yeah. Slug girl.
Slug girl.
Did she have a pretty face?
I don't know. She might have. She was alive. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
Credit where credit is due.
Telling my
there was one chick.
She
there
was
a, one
she
chick.
Was fi- she was like.
There was
crazy
one chick that
big.
Used to come to stand up in New York. You guys might remember. You might remember. Dave, I don't know
Amy
remember.
Schumer.
She said, come to stand up New York, got on all the roasts, then did Stern, stopped coming around.
Went
so
on a super fatal.
I can't remember.
A real fucking slug of a woman.
Ah, massive. Tishy, it was the first time a slug ever hosted the Oscars.
The comics used to be downstairs, be like, who's on now? You go, the slug's crushing.
Don't follow her, you might slip.
No, she was not Amy Schumer. She was just, I mean, just a fucking giant woman. And when you got her naked, here's the thing. She was like, she had a pretty face.
You would do this on occasion? Or
why not? I was like, why? She had a pretty face.
Oh, you're a repeat offender?
I did, but like maybe
twice. Oh, it's worse than his double dip.
Yeah.
Because whatever, she had a weird skin condition.
Alopecia.
Dude, no, it wasn't alopecia.
It was stretch marks.
No, it wasn't stretch marks, dude. She had like weird,
hives.
She had like bumps.
She was black.
She was like, she had hidden bumps all over her body.
Bumps?
Bumps.
Two tits?
Dude, it was ridiculous. I don't know what it was. And I went back twice because after I did the first time, I was like, there's no way she had bumps like that all over her body.
You didn't believe
it. She was like an alien, dude. It was crazy, dude. Oh, I'm thinking about it. Oh, if you're out there, you need to fucking get yourself fixed, lady. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with you.
It was a blind guy reading it.
Telling my pigtail stories.
Telling my tales to you.
Thank God a fucking fuck chick. Sabadoo-boo-doo. Thank you. Dude, I'm thinking about
what
that.
What a show tune.
Why did I do that? There's no reason for it.
Yeah, we
what, fucker, weird fucking things. Her once. Listen. Everyone fucks something once. But to go back in.
That's poetic, dude.
Yeah, but when yeah, you're horny, you just feel like it feels good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well. It's got sad.
I wonder if women ever have this feeling.
Yeah.
You fucked like an absolutely disgusting, gross beast of a man where you're like, this isn't even a human.
I called him no Irish way. Fuck.
Listen, only sad, desperate comedians will no. fuck giant. It's just like a mountain with wet holes.
I don't even know if I fucked her, but I came. I know that.
There's no way you hot girls have spread your legs for the equivalent of what I've put my dick in.
Like so gross
impossible.
That.
Impossible.
She's English! Boo!
His name is Jeff Leach. I didn't realize.
Get the hell?
I didn't know she was one of yours.
No, I knew she was English. Oh, fuck.
Is there anybody out there?
All right, look, this has been a fun show. Listen to me. Look, thank you so much, Aaron Burr, Colm Turrell. You guys are the best.
Wow, thank you guys.
What a fun show.
Wait, does Dave have a story? We all did our ugliest.
No. Just hot chicks. I don't know what to tell you. Wow, you guys are gross.
You guys are gross.
Dave, since I've known him, was so unwilling to fuck ugly women. I'm like, dude, come on. She's willing to fuck you. I remember one time we went to.
I was a virgin till marriage.
Dude, I remember one time we went to these two chicks' house, and the hotter chick was into me. And like there was just some gross chick, and she was really into Dave.
Yeah.
And he came to me, he was like, dude, I'm not doing this, just so you know. I was like, dude, you just gotta come. So he just came and sat with her and wouldn't hook up with her.
And you just thought I'm so mean.
It was so mean.
Dave.
I remember thinking, I was like, I don't have the heart to not fucking ugly chick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dave.
I forgot. There's my pigtails. There you go.
Dave. Our future president of America, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Smith.
He will not fuck ugly women.
Will not fuck that ugly
pig. That's his platform.
Make women hot again.
I took her home while Lewis fucked, and I told her about the Libertarian caucus. But this cock is not going in you.
All right, listen to me. Thank you guys so much for hanging out tonight. Legion of Skanks, we'll be back on Friday. Peace.
Boop.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.